Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Unity Up Dothan. So let's join in our call to worship. Congregational song, everybody knows it, I think. God is my sword. And so y'all can help me and I'll help you. God is my source. God is my power. God gives me
everyone. I'm Reverend Glenda Davis, and I would like to welcome you to the Spiritual Enrichment Center of Dothan for this hour of remembering and celebrating the truth of who we really are. And we are so glad to see each of you here today, those of you who are here on a regular basis, and those of you who are perhaps this is your first or second time being here. We We welcome you. It's always nice to have Henry, Daryl's brother, who came over with him from Tallahassee, and he's back in good health again. So welcome, Henry. Okay, and so you may have noticed that Desi is not here today. So we're learning some new things here at the center with our technology. So thank you all for bearing with us, and thank you, Rick and Jackie, for being our volunteers. We do appreciate you very much. Okay, so let's see. Do you want to introduce your friend Jasmine, who's here for the first time? Pardon? She can't. Would you like to? Okay. Okay. Well, this is Jasmine's friend, Audrey. Is that right? Audrey. It's nice to have you. And we also have Daniel's in the back with Karen. And Arlo, is he back there? Arlo's back there, too. So we do have some children back there. Good. That's always fun to do, to have. Okay. And Melanie, you're here from, it's been a long time. Welcome. Melanie is now our Spanish teacher at the Dothan Montessori School, so she hablos el español. Right, okay, and so we have some more announcements today that Marvin's going to share with us.
Let's see, in Desi's absence, the musicians are kind of wandering around aimlessly.
Now, wait a minute.
She'll be back, and we'll get on track again. Thanks to our Tallahassee contingent, Daryl. We appreciate you coming up. Our sound is run by Carl back there with some able assistants that he's training. And John will be our platform assistant. We thank you for that. CDs of today's service are available for $5, or you can go online and download them from secdothan.org. Thank you to all of those who cooked and served at the mission last week. Would you mind standing and let us recognize you? Great. We had a big old time. We served around 60 people. John brought some aprons to share with everyone, and so we appreciate that. And we're now in uniforms. Now all we got to do is get the SEC logo embroidered on them. There will be a board meeting following the service today. If you're welcome to stay and watch that. It's a fun time. So. Easter is next week, next Sunday. I might relate to you what might be considered the Monty Python version of the Easter story. And I chose this day purposely because we might have a lot more visitors next Sunday, and we might not want them to hear that Jesus came out of his tomb and he saw his shadow. And so that meant we were going to have another 2,000 years of sin and guilt. So,
oh no.
So that's the story there. Desdemona showed up. Thank you, Desi. Okay, with Easter coming up next week, this will be the last opportunity to order Easter lilies today. The clipboard is back there by the sink. Sign up and leave your cash or check for $10. Our lily angels, Renee and Diane Moon, will purchase these for display next Sunday. You can take them home and enjoy them, or you can leave them here, and our garden angels will plant them somewhere on the property. So they'll be coming back every spring. Also, bring fresh flowers, none from the cemetery, thanks, just from your yard, azaleas or whatever. We have a wooden cross that we put all those in, and it makes a delightful kind of a new age, not new age, new thought, Easter story. Next Sunday, we'll also feature our Easter brunch at 10 o'clock before the service. Our hostesses are Rose Blakey Phillips, Joe Struthers, and Myrta. So If you would like to assist in that, please contact Rose. Rose, raise your hand back there. That's her way in the back. So if you would like to help setting up the tables or whatever Rose tells you to, now Rose, I want you to crack the whip on these people and get them working. Jack Pennington and I will be flipping pancakes, and Kevin will be playing live music. So that will be a fun time. Because of the Easter brunch, there will be no meditation or Course in Miracles next Sunday. So, okay, remember the date, Saturday, April the 2nd at 1 p.m. for a musical concert and panel discussion in support of Karen and Audrey's Red Flame of Freedom Peace Walk. Kevin will be playing his music. This is to bring awareness to human trafficking and mass incarceration. A suggested love offering of $10 will be welcome. We have a new volunteer team organizing our gardening angels. Jerry, where are you? Jerry will be heading that up. So if you have any talents in that respect, please contact Jerry. She would love to have help in planting flowers, maintaining flower beds. We do not do the mowing. We have that hired out. If you're interested, please see Jerry. We have contacted the city about making some repairs to help avoid future flooding. I don't know if you've noticed our culverts along the street are kind of closed up, almost paved over, actually. And also our stream out back is pretty much overgrown with trees and debris. And so we're hoping to get the city to help us before we contact our lawyer. We hope to be hearing from them soon. Did I miss anything?
Thank you.
Okay, and so on this blue insert sheet and also on this screen, we have our affirmations. So together, the Christ level of consciousness is the only presence and power in the Spiritual Enrichment Center and in my life. All else gently and easily falls away. A new spiritual enlightenment floods my mind as I become aware of the divine presence as peace, joy, and harmony at the center of my being. There is a power greater than I am on which I now rely. And this intelligence governs, guides, and protects me in all my ways. I am living in the continual expectancy that every good thing in my experience shall be multiplied. I am grateful for the daily renewal of my life. Love is enough now and forever, and so it is.
Our inspirational readings will be read today by Brenda reading the Daily Word and Jerry reading Science of the Mind.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I am all that God is, I am. In the book of Exodus, Moses learns that God's true name is I Am. Made in God's image and likeness. All that God is truth, I also am. With God as my essence, I know that I am intrinsically good. I readily express the unconditional love and forgiveness that I am in truth. Claiming infinite wisdom as my unfailing source, I am wise and compassionate in all my affairs. Creative and prosperous in all my activities. I claim only the highest qualities of being for myself, so I refrain my putting words of lack or limitations after the phrase, I am. Through the Christ in me, I affirm that I am whole and perfect, a divine expression of God's glory in this world. All that God is, I am, and all is well. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Galatians 1:27.
Power of prayer. In my deepest, darkest moments, what really got me through was a prayer. Sometimes my prayer was help me. Sometimes a prayer was thank you. Ianla Van Zant. This teaching should not be confused with the idea that we can show people how to get what they want. True prayer must be, thy will be done. But the implication relative to the will of God in this prayer is not a submission to the inevitability of evil or limitation. It is a knowledge that the will of God is always good. Science of mind. What do you do when difficult situations arise or when a circumstance appears to take a turn for the worse? For me, I had to learn to look past my knee-jerk reaction of shrinking into victimhood or trying to control conditions and immediately move into prayer. When I find myself stuck, it is prayer that takes me past my constricted viewpoint and into the knowing that divine truth is in the midst of it all. By recognizing and unifying with this infinite presence of love and creativity, we gain access to profound guidance. It is always with us, and by bringing our awareness into expanded view, we open to the realization that greater potentiality is at hand. What at first looked impossible now becomes the vehicle for transformation. Prayer has incredible power. This is why in the Judeo-Christian Bible it says to pray without ceasing. This does not mean eyes closed, verbalizing requests to God in every moment. It is like receiving a chiropractic adjustment. We are realigned from contracted thinking to the awareness of our divinity. By releasing our tight grip, the wisdom of the infinite lights our way. Prayer is similar to breathing, for it supports our existence. Just like we would not go around holding our breath, prayer is not about declaring truth and then spending the rest of our time denying it. We need to take purposeful action that is based upon the qualities of God that indwells us. I am eternally connected to Source. Prayer affirms this for me.
Let's join together and sing Surely the Presence, which is printed on the screen and also in your bulletin.
Presence of God, the law of our good, is in this place. So right now we take time together to remember this place within us and all around us. For the presence of God is everywhere, and it works in our lives according to our awareness and acknowledgement of it. So how good it is to have this time together, to sit in the silence and remember this. So let's do that right now for a few moments. Yes, surely the presence of God, the law of our good, is in this place. We recognize it in the smiling faces, the handshakes, the hugs, the kind words that we encountered as we came together. And we also acknowledge it as the peaceful presence that is within us, that we can in every and any moment turn to and feel uplifted out of any sense of heaviness or sadness, anything that has weighed us down, we can feel that uplifting power of the presence of God within us. I am so grateful that we know this and that we are discovering how to live in closer alignment with this in every moment of our lives. And I give thanks for all people who are recognizing and acknowledging this presence and power of the divine within and all around. I give thanks for them wherever they gather and by whatever name they call this presence and power. Many different ways to perceive it, many different paths, but all leading to the very heart of God. For this we are truly grateful, and we recognize it here at the Spiritual Enrichment Center. And so now let us look at our bulletin or on the screen and say together our opening prayer. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent.
I am alive in this world. I am alive in this world. And I shine,
yes, I shine.
And I shine so bright. And I shine.
This song is a song the Lord started giving me yesterday. And it's called Just Believe in Yourself. Yourself.
All you need is deep down inside. It's that spirit that lives in each of our hearts. Nothing's impossible. Written that whosoever loves God's living in them. So keep your love strong and true. Give
today, the power of belief given by our